I was a paint manufacturer. I brought a small manufacturing company from 4 employees and 1 location to 150 employees and 23 locations on the west coast of Florida. We manufactured paint, distributed it, retailed it, and took care of painters, maintenance people, things like that.
And why is it that you want to be mayor of St. Petersburg?
Being here 25 years, my family and I absolutely love St. Petersburg. It's where we've been living, we raised our family, and we're going to spend the rest of our years here. I'm in a fortunate position to have the skills, I believe, necessary to take St. Petersburg to the next level. I have the time, will, and the constitution to do this in the political arena. So it was a call to service, actually, Sean, that this is the way I can give back further to the community.
Take St. Petersburg to the next level, you say. Give us some examples of what kinds of things are needed for St. Pete.
Well, the next level is when I look at the scope of landscape of St. Petersburg, I look at the educational hub, the healthcare hub, and then the tourist and general business hub. Much infrastructure has already been laid. Yes, we're in some difficult times right now with this recession. However, that will end. I went through 4 of them at my company, Scott Paint. It will come out. We need to strengthen the educational backbone of this community between Eckerd College, USF, SPC, the opportunities to attract employers. Because of this burgeoning educational corridor, SRI, Draper Labs are here because of the downtown partnership, a collaborative effort between Pinellas Economic Development people and St. Pete. The pieces are in place to now be put together in a much larger scope of business success, and it's the business people that create jobs, that pay wages, that allow people buy homes, buy goods, go to restaurants, and the wonderful arts opportunities in St. Petersburg need to be supported with people with money to be able to choose to spend.
And how would you rate the tenure of the current mayor, Rick Baker?
Rick Baker set the standard for strong mayor. While Dave Fisher was strong mayor for a brief period of time, Rick Baker is one who really had to decide how does he organize a mayoralship where he is the CEO of the city. I think he did an excellent job of taking something from a fairly disorganized, low-level organization into a much higher-level, hierarchical organization. I think we're in a much better position now. The foundation is there for the next mayor to now take advantage of some of the structural things that have developed in St. Pete and sort of carry on from the foundation that City Council and he and many other community-involved citizens have built.
And finally, one topic that comes up a lot is the relationship between the city of St. Petersburg and the county of Pinellas. How would you bridge that gap?
I love to use the C words. Collaboration and cooperation is going to be the watchword of anything that goes on in Pinellas County in the future. St. Petersburg is the southern tip of Pinellas County, but what comes to mind, Sean, to me is when people visit, we all have friends that visit from the north, they say, well, oh, we're coming down for the beaches or for the arts. Well, St. Petersburg doesn't have any beaches. It has Spa Beach, which is wonderful, but they're really referring to the Pinellas County beaches. The synergy between Pinellas County beaches and the surrounding towns is just wonderful. I think we need to bring collaboration and cooperation to a much higher level than has been in the past. There's been a lot of parochialism in the past with Pinellas County, with all the different municipalities, the different departments, and overlapping and at times interfering interests. I think I am the one, using my business experience for efficiency and cost benefit to the taxpayers, can help that go much further down the road.